a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. Every week, Steve will give us timely tips for caring for our plants. He'll answer your questions and give us expert advice. Now here's a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. Good morning, Steve Stone.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great.
Well, that's a good thing. On a sunny Saturday morning, had a nice week of decent temperatures and not a bunch of rain, which helped us get baseball games in.
Yep, we finally had strung a few days together with and without any significant rainfall, so that was good. We needed to dry out.
Okay, I wasn't sure how that, you know, obviously we need rain now and then, but we have to be have to have some sunshine and dry weather, too.
Yep, need to dry out a little bit. We had, depends on who you talk to, that pretty significant rain.
Last weekend,
yeah. There was a couple inches, heard 2 inches, 3 inches. That was quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this week, certainly had some really cool mornings, 3 or 4 in a row. But I was looking at the forecast in the next 10 days, and we certainly are back to a, I guess would be a normal kind of a mid-spring pattern here, with daytime highs in the upper 70s, mid to upper 70s, and then lows looks like towards next weekend, and we might even hit 80 a couple of days. So more normal, I guess. Temperatures, there's some rain they're calling for Monday, Tuesday. But overall, back to a little bit more of a typical pattern. Some frosty nights again this last week, but we are, as of today, May 15th.
Yep.
This is the frost-free date, and I don't know if, does Mother Nature tune in to the station?
She's everywhere, so probably.
She needs to be aware.
That she could be arrested.
She needs to be aware that this is the frost-free date.
Yeah, she can be put in jail if she frosts us again.
So, yeah, May 15th for this part of Ohio's frost-free date. Looking at my extended forecast, seems accurate because the temperatures look nice going forward. Wanted to touch base. We've been talking a couple of different Saturdays in regards to vegetable gardening, and I didn't do an early garden this year. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. This year, definitely didn't have time, and glad I didn't mess with it because of the temperatures and the rainfall and the soggy soils. I question how well things would have done anyhow, but I know there's a lot of people that like getting out there early, and there are things I had mentioned earlier this season with lettuces and radishes and carrots and things that just will tolerate very cool soils and cool nighttime temperatures. Well, at this point, again, in the season, being that we are at the frost-free date, and I remember as a younger person, younger kid, it always seemed like Memorial Day was kind of the kickoff to the spring season. As far as planting goes, I know my folks, it always seemed like they waited till Memorial Day to plant. Dad would get some stuff planted in the garden earlier than that, but as far as flowers go, that was never anything that we usually did until Memorial Day. Being in the business as long as I have, it seems like people are a little bit more anxious to get out, and I see a lot of sales and planting going on in early May. But it always seems like Memorial Day was kind of the kickoff to the season. And, you know, is that how you remember it?
The way I remember it is, it was pure torture because my dad planted a gigantic garden, which was 5 times as much as anybody could use. He'd set it all out in front of the house to give away, and it just rot. What I remember was that it was torture. I don't remember when we started. I had to hoe the weeds and all this kind of stuff.
So Neil's scarred when it comes to gardening.
Yes.
Neil still has a little bitterness in there.
Yes.
About the
I believe I mentioned before is
the old garden.
When they moved to North Carolina and I bought the house, it turned to yard.
You bought a lot of grass seed.
that his nice, wonderful garden turned to yard. and he was not happy about that. But sorry, man, I can't. I kept probably a 10 by 10 corner and planted some stuff, but the squirrels kept eating it, so that's yard too now. So
anyhow, I mean, being, you know, May 15th, you pretty much have the green light as far as what we would call, you know, warm season vegetables, being peppers, tomatoes, eggplants, and then all your vining crops like zucchini and cucumbers, watermelons, muskmelons, pumpkins.
Beans, peas?
Beans. Peas actually will tolerate really cold temperatures, so they could have been planted a week or two ago and probably would be doing fine. Beans are definitely something that aren't overly excited about cold, damp soil. And so, you know, again, that would be something, too, that would be planted. You know, yeah. I know Dad always planted a lot of green beans. And if the rabbits would stay away from them as they were germinating and growing, we always had a tremendous crop of fresh green beans, which I absolutely love to this day. It's you know, it's time. The ground is, we put a couple yards in this week, and the guys had mentioned there's certainly a lot of moisture in the ground, but you can get it worked up, tilled up, which is, you know, very important. And get your, you know, your vegetable crops out in this day and age with, you know, locally sourcing and fresh and local produce. We've certainly seen kind of a revitalization, I guess you could say, in vegetable sales and growing. I started in the business in 1990 or incorporated the nursery in 1994, and you know, I feel like steadily saw, you know, vegetable gardening kind of decline over quite a number of years. And then, like 2008, 9, 10, when the kind of the economy crashed, I've seen more interest in vegetable gardening. People are starting to you know, again, save money by growing your own stuff, and then certainly having fresh crops and fresh food right out of your garden. That's obviously, you know, local, and then the locally sourced thing is always really big. The farmer markets, you know, picking up and getting popular. Over Salina does a nice job with their Saturday morning farmers market. Lots of people out there producing good quality, you know, food in vegetables, fruits and vegetables. So it seems like it's picked up over the last number of years, and there's more people doing it. Vegetable gardening, you know, obviously in your lawn, people doing raised gardens and things that are a little bit easier to tend to, and then certainly container gardening has really picked up. And you can do tomatoes and peppers and different things in containers. Even have a guy that comes out and buys a few vegetables every year. He does his potatoes in containers, which is relatively easy to do as long as you have the right soil mix in there. Pretty easy to do and pretty easy to harvest because you just kind of flip the container over. You don't need a shovel.
But you need a pretty good sized container.
A relatively deep container to get them to, you know, produce. But certainly with, you know, potatoes are so easy to grow that
you put them in the ground and then there they are.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
And they have kind of nice looking vines if you just want vines.
Yeah, absolutely. They flower they, you know, have an interesting foliage for sure. So again, you know, lots of things, you know, I just, stuff that's really easy to grow from seed. I mean, honestly, really, really easy to grow from seed would be like carrots, radishes. All, there's so many different types of lettuces, spinach, peas. Those are really, really easy to grow. Now, when you get into some of your coal crops, like usually buy those already started in like a cell pack, you know, broccoli, cabbage, those, your different types of coal crops would be, again, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, things like that. You know, again, pretty easy to grow for the most part when you start with a good plant. The only issues that I have at home with my garden is apparently I've been successful in raising a number of seasons in a row of rabbits, and they have been very problematic in my garden. And last couple years, Carly and I's planted, and we've done a fantastic job of fattening up the the local rabbits around our yard.
Well, that's a very good thing, feeding Mother Nature.
Well, the other morning
when she'll reward you highly for
that. Well, the other morning, this is off color. The other morning when I left for work and I saw one dead in the road, I kind of giggled a little bit. Sucker's not eating my flowers this year, so I was actually kind of happy.
But his brothers are going to make up for it.
Oh, probably. That's probably the case. Again,
you got too fat to run away from the car.
I slowed him down. He couldn't move as fast. You know, again, a lot of different things that you can have a lot of fun with. I know last year Carly and I grew a bunch of different types of tomatoes, and then we had a bunch of different types of peppers, not just green peppers, but a lot of different types of peppers, so we could kind of fiddle around with
habanero.
We did the yellow banana peppers. We kind of fiddled around with you know, growing things that we could make salsa out of.
Yep.
Kind of a salsa garden kind of a thing. And I love all different types of peppers, so that was, it was fun growing those. Eggplant is, you know, easy to grow. Another one that's easily grown from seed would be beets. then you get into, again, your vining crops, and you need a little bit more room, obviously, for your vining crops, like cucumbers and zucchini, watermelon, cantaloupe, pumpkins. Those are, you know, I want to say they're easy to grow. They are easy to grow. When you get into the heat and the humidity of summer, those are crops that are very susceptible to diseases like powdery mildew and downy mildew. So you kind of have to watch the foliage and watch the temperatures and the humidity. Potentially do a fungicide on those. Maybe a preventative fungicide to keep that from happening, because again, when you get the powdery mildew and the downy mildew on those crops, they, with the right temperatures, the heat and humidity, can cause those plants to collapse relatively quickly. So just want to kind of be careful about that. Also with, you know, I say, oh, that's easy to grow. Well, that's easy to grow. Well, that's easy to grow. If you start with a, you know, like a raised garden or kind of an elevated garden that has good drainage, make sure you get some organic matter in there, whether that be, you know, some composted manures or composted leaves. Something to, you know, get the elevation of your garden up a little bit from everything that's around it, so it drains easily. And then the organic matter just increases the pore space in the soil, so the roots have a lot easier time kind of growing and spreading out. If you start with a good garden as far as soil texture, some fertility, you're going to, all the things that I had mentioned, you're going to have a very, very, very easy time growing. This time of year, everybody gets excited, and I'm just as guilty as the next. Get things planted, they look like $1 million, and then by the middle to the end of June, you are busy, or the novelty's worn off, but you got to, you know, kind of manage the weeds in there as best you can, so you don't have the competition with the weeds coming up in and around all your plants. So there is a little bit of maintenance, but I can tell you, you know, there's absolutely nothing any better than a tomato that's, you know, right out of your garden. I don't care where you go purchase them in a store. There's the taste, for whatever reason, is never the same as something that's, it's, you've grown and vine ripened and picked and brought in.
Yeah.
The taste is just off the charts.
Well, even if you get one that somebody else has grown, they can be really good, but it just seems to taste better out of your garden. Yep. Even if your neighbors give you some and they're really good, it's still good to get them out of your own garden.
But very rewarding to have that. And then again, like your and my dad was, you know, exactly like yours in that, you know, he grew enough tomatoes and peppers to feed a small village in Africa. So we always, you know, he actually would take stuff to work. He loved cantaloupe, absolutely loved it, like would eat it breakfast, lunch, dinner, every day. And so he grew more than he could possibly, you know, consume. And so he would take stuff to work and give it to the guys and over at the forge in Portland.
So did you help him, like, hoe the weeds and all that kind of stuff?
I was always the guy that helped him hoe the weeds, and he always had a tiller, and he would run the front-tine tiller and run the tiller through it. So not only, and you know, you knew Dad, so
yes.
Not only did he, you know, grind up the weeds and make everything look really nice, he always wanted me to go back through and smooth everything out, so I had to rake it level. So as far as, like, landscaping and raking lawns level to get it ready for seed, I've been doing that since I've been old enough to walk.
And I was doing it since I was old enough to walk, but I hated it. You made a career.
I made a career out of it. So, you're still scarred.
Yes, I'm still scarred. And you have a business with several dozen employees. But, no, I guess now you can run the tiller and make them rake it out the level.
But yeah, I was always in the garden there helping him, and it was, you know, never no bad memories of that. It was all fun. It was all you know, talking and laughing and again. And,
Most of the time, he wanted me to do that while he was at work, and so I could learn to love the garden like he did. Because when he was a kid, you know, he grew up in the Depression. If you didn't have a garden, you didn't eat.
Yeah,
and so they had a huge garden, and my grandparents, after, I mean, they're in their 70s, and they had their garden was at least 100 by 100.
That's a big garden.
That's a big garden for two people.
That is a big garden.
I'm sure they gave a lot of it away.
Oh, my goodness. They would have had to. Yeah.
But that was their hobby, and they loved it. And he loved it because that's how he grew up. I grew up hoeing the weeds, and I hated it. And he couldn't understand why I could possibly hate doing that. And I couldn't even, I wasn't even sitting in the house playing on my iPhone.
I could never sit still anyhow, so being outside was fine with me. So, well, we need to get to a break, and we'll be back.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The tickets for all of the Indians baseball tournament games will be sold online only. There will be no tickets available at the gate as in years past. To buy your tickets, go to OHSAA.org/tickets, then select baseball, then cold water, then get tickets. Tickets are on sale now. Please pass the word so none of our fans get shut out of the games. Again, there will be no tickets available at the gate for any of the baseball tournament games this year. All tickets must be purchased online at OHSAA.org/tickets.
Really? They do a lot more. Well, we're back. We're walking through the garden, or as your cousin last night mentioned, is that tiptoe through the tulips with Steve Stone? And he suggested we get a new intro song.
Oh.
Tiny Tim singing Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
That's, you know, I've always been a kind of a ukulele fan, so yeah, I'm okay with that.
Well, don't be surprised if we have a new intro next week.
Oh, I thought we threw him out of Fort Recovery.
We did, but they invited him back for the Mac track meet last night.
Oh. Gosh, you just can't. He's like a bad penny.
Yep.
He just always turns up.
Yep. And he was, I got out to the bowling alley because I knew he was going to be out there after the thing. And when I got the baseball game in the archives last night, went out there and talked to him a little bit. And he was talking with your pool partner, Mr.
Oh, no.
Mr. Brad Evers, and his wife.
To tell you the truth, Bradley was texting me last night, and he said, "You need to get up here." And I'm like, "Oh, dude, it's my birthday." Corey came home from school. We're kind of chilling, and my mom made us an awesome, obviously, birthday cake. And so we were hanging out at the house, and Corey had just gotten home, and you know, I like Brad a lot, and I like that Don Kemper guy quite a bit. But you know, when your daughter shows up, it's it's hard. Hey. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I got to go to the bowling alley because Brad and Don's up there. So he was sending me texts and sending me pictures saying, "Stoney, get up here. Stoney, get up here." And I'm like, "Oh, I can't. So I do know there was some shenanigans apparently was going on at the good old bowling alley.
Yes. I can promise you there was.
Good people.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Which has nothing to do with the walk through the garden, except that they were suggesting Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
I'm totally okay with that. You know, before the break, we were just talking about, you know, again, vegetable gardening. If you're out and about and you haven't gotten anything ready yet, you certainly have time to like get your garden prepped. If you if you've got an area that you want to try some vegetable gardening, the first thing I would recommend is don't overdo it. Don't get, you know, 30 different types of plants and kill yourself, because then you'll be scarred the rest of your life
like
Neil Spencer. So start off simple, things that are easy. Tomatoes, peppers, green beans are pretty easy.
Or is it too late to plant like lettuce and things like that?
No. It'll come up.
Because that's a really good way to start, because from the time you put the seeds in the ground to the time you're eating, it's like 4 weeks?
Yep. Depending. I mean, the seed packets will tell you, but I mean, somewhere, yes, between 25 and 30 some days, you can get a, you know.
So that can get you very encouraged that, hey, maybe I can do this.
Yeah, and that's a great point. You know, lettuces, there's, again, a million different types, and they're, you know, easy to grow. I mean, there are more things out there than just the head lettuce that you buy at the local grocery store. There's, you know, really neat varieties of leaf lettuce, and there's nothing that's, you know, better for you, vitamin-wise, mineral-wise, and there's nothing probably much easier to grow than lettuces, because they literally, you know, come up overnight and they're ready to harvest. But they are definitely a plant that is a cool season type of a plant. Once it kind of gets hot and miserable in the summertime, they bolt and they start to put flowers up, and they get to looking kind of ugly, and then the texture and the taste is lousy.
Yeah.
So early season, and as soon as they come up, you know, you can clip, pull, harvest, and there's absolutely nothing better, you know, than a salad with some, you know, different varieties of leaf lettuce. Again, really easy to grow. Carrots are easy to grow. They can be a nuisance because the seeds are awfully small. So you kind of want to get them spaced out so the carrots can get decent size to them. I don't remember Dad growing a lot of carrots, but he always grew beets. And Mom would always do pickled beets and eggs, which was kind of, I think, kind of an old thing.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But they used to have
gallon jars of them in all the bars, and people come in buy a pickled egg for a nickel.
Well, the beets, and to this day, again, I probably grew up eating it, but to this day, there's nothing better than fresh pickled beets and eggs.
Yeah. Well, I don't like either of those.
Oh.
But I do.
You're missing out, dude.
I have friends that like them, so I every few years, I'll make some.
So, again, there's lots of things that are easy to grow. If you, again, you need to get started, find a small patch, get it tilled up. If you, have a garden area currently that is just kind of weedy, you can kind of till everything under and get it loosened up. And again, add some organic matter, whether that be, peat, pine bark, composted manure, something to give your soil or garden a little bit better texture, coarser texture than the real heavy compacted clay that we normally have. Again, till that up really well. Again, we're kind of I think of some things as I sit and talk to you, kind of a stroll down memory lane. I always remember our garden was always tilled like unbelievable. Like it was just Dad had Pat Summers' husband.
Whitey Hubert.
Yeah. He always had a big Cub Cadet with a big rear tine tiller. And he would, I think he worked with Dad at the Forge.
Yes.
And he would come down every spring and till that garden for Dad. And again, it just made it made it idiot proof because, that sucker would till down, it seemed like back in the day it would till down a foot, and it just left it perfectly level so I didn't have to go out there and rake it. That was, I think, the key to Dad's gardening was Mr. Summers would come down and he would till that sucker up, and then any seed we dropped in there would just grow because the ground was just so loose and it was deep, deeply tined or tilled. And so again, get the ground loosen up and get your seeds in there, get your plants in there, water as needed occasionally, and you're going to have unless you're Neil Spencer, you're going to have a good time with it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, I didn't mind the spring stuff, like we'd and I would even put the onion sets in and help them plant the radishes and the lettuce because I knew they were going to grow fast, and I wouldn't have to do a whole lot of. They would grow faster than the weeds, and I wouldn't have to hoe those rows so much. So I didn't mind those early ones. They would come up. We'd harvest them before I had to
do the
hoeing more than once.
Yeah. So again, lots of lots of things to do. Vegetable gardening, I think, can be a lot of fun. Also. Nikki's done an incredible job this year with the different perennials that we've grown. We've grown some. We bought some in, and our annuals are off the charts this year. The quality's been exceptional. The new varieties that she's found are unique, different, and really, really, really pretty. So again, if you're not into the vegetable gardening, you still, can stop out and look at the different varieties of perennials. Perennial, herbaceous perennial flowers are certainly hugely popular and actually gaining more popularity just because the perennials are the ones that come back, year after year after year. So you can plant them, get a lot of color, flowers, beautiful foliage, and they're going to come back next year. So I always have people get confused with what's an annual and what's a perennial. Perennials are the ones that come back year after year. So those are the ones that, again, you kind of, you know, give them a little bit more space, because in a lot of cases, depending on what varieties and what you're growing, they may take up a little bit more room than an annual. Annual is going to be something that is typically not winter hardy, and so you're going to, you know, appreciate those all season long, and then after we have a couple of hard frosts, those are going to go by the wayside, and then you're going to replace those next season. So again, a lot of beautiful things out there, and it's time to get out and get shopping and get some
yep.
color around
you. Guys have plenty of all of that in stock right now?
Yeah, our selection has been outstanding, I mean, all season. And we've had a couple of really good weekends as far as retail sales goes, but our inventory is still outstanding. We haven't had a whole lot of trouble finding plants. It's a different, and we could talk about that for another hour and a half. It's a different world out there as far as, you know, with our landscaping and construction and the things that we do out there. Materials are difficult to come by, certain materials, and then certainly it's been a challenge this year. But from a plant standpoint, we have a really nice selection of about anything you could imagine as far as annuals, perennials, trees, shrubs, of course, mulches and soils and soil amendments and things like that. We can help you in a lot of different ways.
Yep.
So I think we need to get to a break.
Yep. We'll take a break. Be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature's Green, and if you need any or all the quality products to get started on your lawn and landscape this spring, we have it at Nature's Green. Soils, mulch, flowers, vegetable plants, seeds, trees, shrubs, perennials, insecticides, fungicides, you name it, we have it. But most of all, we have the knowledge and expertise that will help you get through any project. Stop out and see us at Nature's Green and load up on everything you need, or we can deliver it. Just call us at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green, your landscape's best friend.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Do you have a graduation party coming up? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for their great roasted chicken and their delicious shredded chicken, beef, or barbecue pork. Get a few pounds or a roaster full. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead for their party trays. Fruit, vegetable, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you need for your graduation or Memorial Day party at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Our friends at New Knoxville are holding a special fundraising event featuring former Buckeyes and NFL linebacker and Big Ten Network broadcaster Joshua Perry. The event will be held at the Galleria in Salina on Saturday night, June 12th. Doors open at 4 and dinner will be at 6. Besides their guest speaker, Joshua Perry, there will also be live and silent auctions and a 50-50 drawing. The fundraiser is to help raise funds for their Raising the Barn 2.0, which is a school expansion project, including a new gym. Tickets are available by going to their Facebook page, The Barn 2.0, and clicking on the link. Here's a great way to have a fun night with former OSU linebacker Joshua Perry, and also help our friends at New Knoxville with their school expansion project, including their new gym. Saturday evening, June 12th, at the Galleria in Salina. Tickets available now by clicking on the link on their Facebook page, The Barn 2.0.
So, New Knoxville building them a new place, and we could help them out by going to see, and I just forgot his name.
Joshua Perry.
Joshua Perry. I knew it was Perry, but I couldn't think of his name.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
For those guys. That's a neat project that they're undertaking.
Yes.
So.
And you know, they're one of the, I think, five smallest schools in the state, and they're building themselves a new gym. And I am really happy about that. I think Rushi has grown some, but they were one of the ten lowest enrollment schools in the state. And we played there 2 weeks ago, and that baseball, softball, soccer, everything else facility is outstanding. And so, you know, those towns with some pride, you know, they're doing it.
Rushi's a neat community.
Yeah.
A lot of dedicated, smart people in that town.
Yeah.
We've always had a lot of clients in that town, and I know about everybody in that town. We've done work for, I think. And again, just a really, really, really neat, tight-knit community.
Yeah. And they welcomed us with open arms to do that baseball game. Isaac Lefevre was with me, and we went through he knows several people there. He golfs with some of the younger guys, and he said, well, this one friend lives over here, and one of them lives over there, I said, well, Isaac, you see these nice houses? 40 years ago, that was cornfields. and there's got to be 100 really, really nice houses there.
It's amazing.
It's beautiful.
If you haven't taken a drive through Russia, if you haven't taken a drive through Rushi, it's amazing. That small a community when some of the homes down there are pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Where
Hogan Camps have their funeral home, that used to be Shep's Golden Lantern.
Yep.
And it was surrounded by cornfields.
Yep. That was a neat little restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the day, that was owned by the Simon family.
Yep.
And
the son Rick is married to Pat Kanapke, who worked for me. That'd be Doc Kanapke's daughter.
Oh.
Yeah, so I get to see her every once in a while, and she looks just like she did in high school.
Ron Simon lives down there in one of those beautiful houses, and Ron is I would consider a client and a very good friend. He texts me every now and again. Okay. Great guy.
Yeah, he was postmaster at Greenville for a long time.
He was postmaster for a long time. He's retired now, he's a really fine gentleman.
He was a very good friend of Ron Voisard, who started Apartment C, where Brick Street Tavern is now. And
I was going to tell you this off the air, but since we're walking down memory lane again, okay, I'll tell it to you on the air. I was in Troy yesterday on appointments and met this guy. He's building a new house, and he said, "Now I got you're a referral because the guy that built my house said I got to use you." And I'm like, "Oh, I like the guy building your house. He's a good dude. He's an Ohio State he's an Ohio State alum, and actually Todd Denlinger from Troy. He played offensive tackle for Ohio State, and he played on the national championship team when we got thumped by LSU." He played all 4 years for the Buckeyes, and Todd actually has five pairs of gold pants.
Oh, wow.
So he never lost to the team up north. So
that's great.
Yeah, five pairs is pretty spectacular.
Yes.
Off topic again. Met this guy, and super guy. So we're talking. He says, "Where are you from?" I said, "Well, I'm up north." And I said, "North of Greenville ways." And he goes, "Really?" He goes, "Well, what? Where at?" And I said, a little town called Fort Recovery. He goes, "Really? Do you know Bob Meyring?" I'm like,
"Yeah, kind of do."
Yeah. He goes, "Do you know Tom Lamb?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'll probably see Tom at El Camino's tonight because we hit El Camino about the same time every Friday night." And he started laughing. And I said, "You got to be in the insurance business." He said, "Yeah, I've been in the insurance business my whole life." He said, "I know Bob. I know Tom. I know Chuck Stallman. I know all those guys up there." And it was just so funny. He's like, "Honey, you never heard of Fort Recovery?" And I said, "Fort Recovery." I thought to myself, "You don't know Fort Recovery." And I said, "Fort Recovery." He goes, "You know Bob Meyring." I'm like, "Oh, for crying
out loud." Most people that you say that to that are more than 30 miles away say, Yeah, that's up there by Minster. No, that's Fort Laramie. They got that lake there. No.
Yeah.
Now we have the Wabash River, but we don't have the lake.
So, yeah, it was hilarious. So, anyhow, you know, then that put me an hour behind because we sat and talked for an hour about, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, well, Bob, I said, for crying out loud, I said, I live in his brother's house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
so yep.
It was hilarious, but it's a super nice guy. He had nothing but good things to say about Bob and Tom Lamb. And
if he said anything bad about him, he'd have made it up, because those are some pretty good people.
Well, he did mention how nice of a guy Tom Lamb was, and I'm like, man, I don't know. You don't know him that well. Yeah. It's a little sketchy sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
So, hey, I got to get to work.
Yep.
I hope we got good gardening information out there, because we
probably in the 45 minutes, we probably gave him a good 10, 12 minutes of gardening
and
stuff.
And that's what we're here for.
We'll be back next week. And if you have questions or any kind of issues you'd like him to address, either because they're just interesting to you or you really need to know stuff, just email him at steve@naturesgreennursery.com.
Yep, all small letters, steve@naturesgreennursery.com.
Yep, we'll be back next week.
Thanks for joining us again this week for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. If you have a gardening question you'd like Steve to answer, just email him at steve@naturesgreennursery.com and he'll answer it on a later show. Be sure to join us again next week for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone.